It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As part of our spotlight on homelessness, we turn to state lawmakers and examine legislation aimed at the workforce housing crunch. Call in with a question, share your views, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jimmy Anderson is a Democratic state representative from Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District, which includes Fitchburg. Representative Anderson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, looking at the numbers from the Eviction Lab at Princeton University, estimating over 2,500 households in Wisconsin faced eviction last month, you are supporting a package of bills that aims to improve the legal protections for tenants. How would this legislation help Wisconsin renters?
Yeah, so my bill is basically there to ensure that individuals who are going through the eviction process would have legal representation if that's what they would so wish. I think that we can all feel that sometimes understanding what our legal rights are is difficult without having professional support. And so having a lawyer available for people going through eviction, much like individuals that go through the criminal process have public defenders, would make sure that if somebody has legal rights that they can enforce, or if the landlords were not doing what they were supposed to under law, that there would be protections for individuals going through the eviction process.
Do you feel tenants are more exposed right now in these situations where there's a disagreement with the landlord?
I think that right now we're going through a unique kind of housing crisis where I think tenants are being encouraged to be removed from properties and where rents are soaring, and that maybe individuals don't feel like they have the ability to push back against landlords, and especially against landlords that could be more aggressive against tenants. And so I think that we need to make sure that individuals that are renters, that they have the adequate protection under the law that they should be guaranteed to have.
Let's take a call now. Lyric in Blanchardville is with us. Lyric, hi. What is your situation?
I want to thank you for this program first. I want to thank also the state of Wisconsin. I am 76 and lived on my property for 27 years in Blanchardville and found out that there was hazardous materials inside my building, asbestos and other hazardous materials, and then found out there are many companies who would just take them out and not say anything and haul it off to a landfill. And the state of Wisconsin has a very good program. I hope they continue to do it, but we need more help, is they have licensed contractors that have to be trained and come and do the abatement. But it cost me $30,000, all of the money that I had to help to redo my home. And what we need is a process where when people who are elderly and needing housing have a resource with that cost of abatement, because otherwise they're going to take it out themselves and become ill or hurt people in their area with asbestos. And it shouldn't be out in our air. So I would encourage the state to have a program where part of the cost for taking out hazardous materials for people who are elderly living in their homes can afford to do that and have their homes rebuilt if they need to be torn down. Thank you so much for this program.
Lyric, thank you for sharing your story. Representative Anderson, go ahead.
Yeah, a part of this package of bills, we actually have a bill that deals with the issue of abatement to ensure that if landlords aren't providing the adequate resources, things like heating, water, and other things that are mandatory under the law, that tenants would be able to receive a credit on their rent on a month-by-month basis, maybe even determined by a local judge. And so we do have an abatement program, and I do think that we should it should include hazardous materials like the caller recommended.
We talked with Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, who supports establishing greater legal protections for tenants in the city of Madison.
Unfortunately, some years ago, the state legislature completely preempted all of Madison's tenant protections. We don't have much ability to promote policies or to regulate landlords with respect to tenant protections, and we rely basically on the goodness of their hearts to not evict people and to treat people humanely.
Representative Anderson, would your legislation address this mayor's concerns?
I think it would definitely address a lot of our concerns. Being able to return to our localities, the ability to be able to make those kinds of determinations, I think is very important. And I think even just from a personal standpoint, I could really feel what her frustrations. You know, when I, and back in 2010, my family was evicted from our home. It was, they weren't renters, but they were still evicted, even though that there was supposed to be a pause on evictions during the economic crisis. And it turned out, you know, my family ended up passing away in the accident that paralyzed me. And it was just a few months later that I ended up getting a check in the mail from a lawsuit against the company that evicted my family, basically saying that what we did was wrong. And during that time, it was such an incredible stress on our family. You know, I was in law school at the time, trying to send money back home. My little brother's grades were slipping because he was so scared of being able to get kicked out of our childhood home every night. My dad was having issues with drinking, to be perfectly honest, because he was so stressed. It was such a huge upheaval that I think that we need to find ways to ensure that people don't go through that, because it's not just simply the act of removing someone from a home. It's basically making people feel unsafe. And that leads to a lot of other issues down the line that could have severe repercussions, particularly if there's children in the home. So we need to ensure that people have the ability to feel safe in their homes, and that they know that they're going to be protected, and that they're not going to be removed under circumstances that I would say most of the time could be considered illegal.
How has that personal history informed your work as a lawmaker?
I mean, I think every lawmaker can say that their own personal experiences will kind of direct the issues that they focus on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, healthcare has been a passion of mine, not just because of my disability, but because of my own experiences going through the health insurance market after being paralyzed, where an insurance company tried to kick me off my health insurance because I reached my lifetime maximums, only to be saved by the Affordable Care Act, which again is being under threat today by, I think, former President Trump has been saying that he wants to again try to get rid of the ACA. And obviously tenant protections, having experienced the stress and the pain of losing a home, I think is something that I think should never, no one should have to ever go through that. I think housing ought to be a right for everybody as much as humanly possible, and to ensure that nobody ends up unhoused in our county.
Democratic State Representative Jimmy Anderson with us as we look more closely on housing insecurity in Wisconsin. You can join in with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. Turning to Green Bay, which is implementing a plan to address homelessness, and the plan includes incentivizing landlords to be part of their Housing Choice Voucher Program. The federal voucher program provides financial housing assistance to low-income families. How could state lawmakers incentivize or better incentivize landlords to accept Housing Choice Vouchers?
Yeah, I think that this can be an area in which we can be partners. I think that it can be a win-win situation where landlords can be incentivized to receive these, or to encourage individuals that may be on the lower income scale to be able to provide more assistance to landlords in order for them to be more comfortable accepting individuals from low-income areas. And so I think this is a something we could also do at the state level to try to do more to encourage that. Even at the federal level, I think that we can encourage our lawmakers to be able to do more to try to revamp a lot of our Section 8 housing. There's a lot of really, really good ideas out there that could do more to try to make landlords a partner in this process, and that's something that I would really encourage.
I visited Porchlight Men's Emergency Shelter in Madison recently and talked with Cody, who told me about losing a house in February after becoming ill with COVID and then facing other health-related issues. And Cody is calling for more government accountability over high rental costs.
I think that the government should step in and say to these landlords and these developers that you promise X amount of low-income housing, you're getting TIF money. you should stand up and abide by that. And they're not.
TIF, referring to tax incremental financing, a form of public assistance for property developers. How could state lawmakers ensure developers are using TIF assistance actually to provide the low-income housing?
Yeah, this is another really interesting idea that I've been thinking about what we could do when it comes to legislation. Right now, I think the state has taken a hands-off approach when it comes to ways to encourage low-income housing. I think that what we need to do is ensure that a certain percentage of all new development in areas that receive state assistance should have some opportunities for or encourage the production of low-income housing, also mixed-income housing. It is right now, I think, one of the biggest issues right now facing particularly Dane County is the lack of affordable housing and the lack of ability to build new properties in ways that will encourage low and mixed income housing. We need to return to our localities more of the ability to do this kind of building, to encourage this kind of building, and also create incentives for developers to want to make these kinds of properties. So I think that there's a lot of work to be done. Unfortunately, I don't think my Republican colleagues are doing much in this area, but at the very least, we need to make sure that we have, that our localities have all the tools that they need in order to build this kind of housing.
Representative Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jimmy Anderson is a Democratic state representative from Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District in the south central part of the state. Conversation continues with Republican State Senator Chris Kapinga, and you can add your voice to the discussion calling in with a question or comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.